Monarch butterflies need milkweed to survive, but some plants you buy for your garden could be toxic to them. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There's been a big drop in the monarch butterfly population. By some estimates, they've declined by more than 90% over the past 20 years. One plant is key to the butterfly's survival, the milkweed. That's the only thing the caterpillars can eat. Scientists say you can help monarchs by planting milkweed in your garden. But if you're not careful, you could accidentally poison the insects you're trying to help. Mariana Alvaweis is 9 years old. For the past couple of summers, she's been collecting monarch eggs and caterpillars and raising them in her backyard. She likes to watch them turn into butterflies.
I think monarchs are very beautiful throughout their whole life. And then they do that amazing thing, like some of them go across the world.
But last year, she brought a milkweed plant home for some caterpillars to eat, and all three of the caterpillars died.
It was sad. I was crying.
She isn't sure why that happened. Caterpillars can die for a lot of reasons. They can get diseases and parasites. But you can also poison them without meaning to.
It doesn't take much. Two or three bites and they're dead.
Chip Taylor is the director of Monarch Watch at the University of Kansas. He says milkweed plants that are treated with insecticides called neonicotinoids can kill caterpillars. He says the insecticides are systemic, meaning they affect every part of the plant. Taylor says when caterpillars eat treated leaves, the insects fall off the plant within minutes, curl up into a C shape, and slowly die.
And we get emails very frequently, and we have to warn people, don't buy milkweeds from big box stores unless you're certain that they haven't been treated with neonics. And very few of the big box stores can assure that.
Some of the big box stores are slowly making changes. Starting this year, Home Depot is requiring its suppliers to label all plants treated with neonicotinoids. Last month, Lowe's announced they will phase out products containing the insecticides by 2019. Neither company provided anyone for an interview. In emails, both companies said they're working with suppliers to come up with substitutes for neonicotinoids. Walmart also declined our interview request. Chip Taylor with Monarch Watch says when you're buying milkweed, you should ask if the plants are treated with systemic insecticides.
Go to a native nursery, a native plant nursery, and quiz the manager of the nursery about the use of systemics. And if they can assure you that they don't use any systemics, then you buy the plants from them.
So we call this the big house, and this is where the transplanting starts.
Bill Schneider owns Wild Type Nursery in Mason.
Over here are some of the milkweeds we transplanted in the last couple days. We can walk over and take a look.
He says they're not an organic nursery, but they don't use neonicotinoids. He says most of their plants are used to restore natural areas.
We are, in a sense, trying to grow insect food, so we don't want the products that we produce or the plants we produce to be toxic to insects.
Schneider says in Michigan, there are 11 species of native milkweeds to choose from. There's the showy butterfly weed with its orange or yellow flowers, swamp milkweed, and common milkweed for starters. He says you can also go out and collect your own milkweed seeds from the wild.
We go out seed collecting like some people go out garage sale shopping. You don't know sometimes what you're going to find, but when you come upon it, it's exciting.
Schneider says it's a good idea to do that seed collecting away from farm fields and other areas that could be sprayed with pesticides. You can learn more about finding milkweed seeds and plants for your area on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.